What it do, baby? It's your boy Lamar. Welcome to Big Dog Talk. We here right before Thanksgiving, and I just want to put out a quick podcast, you know, episode number 3. We on the map. We moving in. I just want to say I appreciate all the love. I appreciate all the fan base I'm gathering and growing. It's so grateful, and it's so humbling. Thank you so much. Now, I'm in the kitchen about to cook right now. I got the collard greens already on the stove. Got the ham in the oven. Let me just let this marinate in your mind. Think about it. Close your eyes. I got the collards, the ham with the honey and the maple. Woo! Got the maple syrup on it. Got the biscuits and I got that mac and cheese. It's going to be a good Thanksgiving. So I hope everyone has an amazing Thanksgiving tomorrow. God bless everyone. Now, let's get right into it. Lakers tonight. Great game. This is the game of the night. That's why I wanted to make this podcast. This is the return of AD, the big dog, number 3, Anthony Davis, coming back to New Orleans. Right now, it's 6.5 is the line. I'm projecting that we'll probably stomp him. Lonzo Ball, he's out tonight, which isn't rare. You know, the man barely plays 40 games a season. There's nothing new. That's why we got rid of him. But that's okay. That's here nor there. I do predict a little jitters from AD, even though when he played there for 7 years, he balled out pretty much every game. And you can't call the man underrated when he was there, even though he was either one or two best big men in the league. But tonight, I'm predicting a smooth 22-14. Nothing crazy, but an amazing double-double. I do think we'll take off. We'll probably beat them probably about 15, maybe 12-15. Maybe 15 is a reach. I know Brandon Ingram, he's definitely going to have a game tonight. Or at least shoot the ball like he's going to have a game. He's going to put up at least 20 shots. But it should be a great game. I think we'll keep on heading out. Heading into December, we're going to at least be 18-2 at minimum. I just predict this is going to be a great end of the month for November. We are looking amazing. Number 2 in defense. Shooting 47% from field. It's just what you want from a defensive team. We lead the league in blocks right now. Got a three-headed monster with the big dog AD leading the pack. You know Dwight coming off the bench doing the damn thing. And JaVale coming in giving us great, efficient minutes. Now the reception, when they come here tonight to New Orleans, you would hope they wouldn't boo. Similar when LeBron came back to Cleveland. Because this man gave his blood, sweat, and tears. And all he wanted to do was win. That's all he wanted to do. So if you wanted to blame anyone, you need to blame the upper management. Dale Demps is the one you need to blame. But don't blame AD. He gave it all. Played through injury, got hurt. Man, literally broke his body down just to make it through. To give you all a good product on the court. And never complain. Not one time. All news anchors was like, man, he needs to get out of there if he ever wants to be great. And then when he gives you all a heads up and says, hey, I'm ready to bounce. Give me to LA. Give me somewhere where I can win. But yeah, you complain? It don't work like that. So the reception's probably going to be bad tonight. But I don't think he cares. He's going to ball out regardless. And we just got to get that dub and keep on moving on to the next team. Now, the other amazing game tonight is the homecoming of Boston and the Nets. Now, the Nets go home to Boston tonight. The line in that game is 8.5, favoring the Celtics, obviously. My early prediction will probably be that Boston will actually lose by 3. Now, I'm predicting Dinwiddie and Temple to have a great game tonight. Temple is probably going to shoot lights out, you know, because he's got the green light with Kyrie out. Three ball. Cashing out. Probably end up with 26. Hoping he has a good field goal percentage because with no Kyrie, you know, they kind of fall into the same trap of they play good system ball as a team, but who's going to get shots up? Who's going to get the buckets? Dinwiddie, I think he is a... He's not a bucket getter, like I like to say. But he'll let that thing fly as well. So he should probably have a smooth 10 to 12. Not enough, but I think their defense is what's going to slow down Boston. Boston, as of late, has taken a few losses. To me, they don't look as efficient and fluid as you would think they should be. With Brad Stevens leading this team, the perfect opportunity. He has no true superstars. He has a lot of all-stars and up-and-coming superstars. That's prime. That literally screams Brad Stevens. That is his type of lineup, his type of team. He can take them to the promised land. Now, who's going to get the buckets for Boston tonight? Watch out for Kemba. I guarantee Kemba might even drop a 30 ball tonight. Easily. 3-0. He's going to come out tonight and say, you know what? Kyrie, this is why they didn't want you. This is why I'm going to make this team better. Watch me work. Now, he might not be efficient, but he will at least have 25 tonight. Minimum. That's minimum. I put it on my sweet potato casserole. He is going to get buckets tonight. Jason Tatum, watch this brew up a little bit, because I agree Jason Tatum is young. His mindset, he does have that Mamba mentality. It's tough to take a back seat when you feel like you're the captain of the team. Look at me. Look at me right now. I'm the captain. Eventually, that's what's going to happen with Jason Tatum. Maybe not this year, but definitely next year, because that man is a baller. That man is a straight baller. Now, prediction for the score. 104-101, Brooklyn Nets. So those are the two prime games everyone should probably watch tonight. It's going to be an entertaining night. I know everybody's gearing up for tomorrow. So we're going to end it like this. I'm going to give y'all some suggestions on what y'all should make tomorrow. If you hear this before tomorrow, I'm about to put you up on game, okay? Sweet potato casserole with the yams. Oh, Lord. Whew. Little green bean casserole. Whew. Little macaroni and cheese. Now, I know some of y'all use breadcrumbs. Switch it up. Add a little flavor in your life. Get them Ritz crackers or get them four cheese cheeses. $2.88 at Walmart. I'm the plug. I gotcha. Lastly, if y'all don't know who Patti LaBelle is, I'm going to put you up on game. Go to Walmart right now. When you walk into Walmart to the bakery aisle, you're going to see Patti. That Patti pie, that's a life changer. I know your mamas and your grandmamas and maybe your granddaddies and your daddies, they might make a sweet potato that's good, but it ain't nothing like this sweet potato pie. I call it Patti pie. That's like my favorite. It's become my favorite for about 4 years now. I just love it. Ooh, I got to go, y'all. I got to go eat this food right now. I can't even wait. And we're going to end it like this, on a note from my lovely daughter, Carmella.
Thank you for listening to Big Dog Talk, and happy holidays. This is from Carmella.